You are listening to The Business of Being Dad. Get ready as we delve into the world of fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. I'm Rob Brody, your humble host and fellow single father, and I'm so excited you're here to join us. This podcast was intentionally designed for you, men who believe they're destined for greatness, those who never settle for excuses but instead take meaningful action, and individuals who reject the notion of being ordinary. We're here for the ones who understand that being a phenomenal leader goes hand in hand with being an exceptional father. Why? Because we believe in you. We believe you hold the power to shape your identity as a man, a father, and a leader. We believe you are the architect of your future, and you get to determine the impact and legacy you'll leave behind. So get ready to explore the depths of personal growth, strengthen family bonds, and create a legacy that resonates through time. Together, we'll rise, inspire, and change. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to The Business of Being Dad. Today, our conversation is centered around the statement, "Why our kids don't care what we say." In a world that's brimming with distractions, we're going to explore a concept that may not be new, but is incredibly important. The remarkable influence of your actions on your children and how our words don't carry the weight we think they do. Here's your lineup for today. We will start by discussing the truth about kids' attention spans. Then we will discuss why your actions matter more than your words. We'll talk about the power of modeling desired behavior. And we'll end with a simple step you can take to start modeling the behavior you would like to see in your children. Are you ready? Let's go. Before we dive in, I think it's crucial to clarify that this discussion is not about communication style or the specific words we use. Don't get me wrong, our words absolutely matter. The tone, the compassion, the encouragement, as opposed to condescending, degrading, and critical, that matters. However, today we're focusing on a broader perspective, the impact of the spoken word versus the impact of our actions. And so with that in mind, let's jump in. Why is this topic even important? In a world that's buzzing with information and distractions, I believe it is important to recognize that our children's attention spans are shorter than ever. Have you ever tried to have a lengthy conversation with your kid only to see their gaze wander or their interest wane? We've all been there, feeling like our words are falling on deaf ears. Let's talk about the truth about how our kids listen today. Imagine coming back from a family vacation, hoping for your children to cherish the memories you created together. However, instead of recalling those heartwarming moments, they're back to their daily routine as if the vacation never even happened. Why is this? It's because our kids today have very limited attention spans. They live in the present moment. Long lectures, grand speeches, they're not going to have the impact we hope for. Research published in Pediatrics, the official journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics, highlights that the attention span of children has been steadily decreasing in recent years due to the constant exposure to, you guessed it, social media. So why do our actions matter so much? Because our kids are watching us closely. They observe how we react to challenges, how we treat others, and how we handle stress. These observations carry much more weight than any lecture we could deliver. Children tend to internalize the behaviors they see in their parents, often mimicking them in their own lives. Imagine a single father who, in one scenario, prioritizes family time. He constantly sets aside evenings for quality moments together with his children. As a result, his kids are going to grow up valuing these cherished moments and carry that tradition on into their own families, creating a strong sense of togetherness. Now let's consider another scenario. So let's take this same father, but this father frequently talks about the significance of family time. However, he's often absent, he's working late, he's missing important events, and he's having minimal quality time with his loved ones. In this situation, his children are likely to grow up feeling confused and believing his actions much more than his words. This could potentially lead to a sense of disconnect and a diminished value of family time. Let's take a look at the power of modeling desired behavior. If we want our children to be kind, empathetic, and resilient, We need to demonstrate these qualities in our actions. We shouldn't spend time preparing a conversation that we would like to have with them in hopes that they will absorb all this information and then put this into practice. Instead, we should take the lessons that we would like them to have and model these behaviors. If we want to instill this in them, we can provide them with a tangible example to follow. This approach is much more effective than just sitting them down and telling them what we would like them to do. In a study conducted by the Pew Research Center, it was found that children who have parents who exhibit pro-social behaviors, such as volunteering or helping others, are much more likely to engage in similar behaviors themselves. So I know what you're all thinking. We've heard this before. Why are we even talking about this? While it is true that the importance of modeling the behaviors we would like to see in our kids is a familiar concept, it's also worth noting that it's one thing to know it, and it's another thing to put it into practice. For instance, we've all heard that eating healthy and exercising are essential for our well-being. That's not a surprise to anyone. Yet not everyone does it. Similarly, knowing the value of modeling desired behavior is just the first step. The real magic happens when we commit to embodying these behaviors on a daily basis. Now let's get practical, men. Let's reflect on the behavior or the values that we want to instill in our children. It could be kindness or empathy or resilience or maybe some other trait. Choose one specific action that you can take today to model this behavior. Whether it's showing empathy by actively listening when they're upset or demonstrating resilience by tackling a challenge with a positive attitude, whatever it is, take that action. Remember, your kids are watching and your actions speak volumes. As we close today's episode, let's remember, our actions are our most potent teaching tool. So let these words sink in. In the end, it's not what you say to your children, but how you conduct yourself that matters. So by modeling the behavior you want to see, you're not just teaching your children valuable lessons, you're shaping their character and leaving a lasting legacy. So go out there, men, and let your actions speak louder than words. Thank you for joining us for the Business of Being Dad podcast. If you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend who could benefit from our discussions on fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. Together, let's build a community of like-minded men who embrace ownership, commit to growth, and make an impact. And now, before we go, remember, greatness is within your reach. So stay strong, stay focused, and create your legacy. I'm Rob Brody, and you've been listening to The Business of Being Dad, where fatherhood meets success. See you in the next episode.